back on our Focus on Education program here on KWBE as we welcome in Superintendent Pat Naroth. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing well. Thanks for having us today.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
You know, I had a great Thanksgiving. Great. I had an opportunity to see at least my youngest son and his wife, and then we went up and saw my father up in Dunlap. Let's see, at the end of this week, on Friday, he will be 105.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll be headed up that way.
Oh, wow. You having a little celebration for him?
You know, we started, I think, when he was around 90. We thought, okay, we'll do a celebration, and then we've been going about every 5 years. So he just keeps going, and we keep doing celebrations. So we'll have a kind of a big get-together at a local eating establishment on Friday.
Enjoy yourself. That sounds wonderful. You're not alone this morning. You have brought in a special guest for us today.
You know what? Very pleased to bring in a former superintendent of Beatrice Public Schools, but also our state representative at the legislature, and that is Senator Roy Baker. To talk a little bit today about the upcoming legislative season.
Good morning, Dr. Baker.
Good morning.
Welcome back to our studio.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
We had Dr. Baker on a number of times while he was the superintendent for Norris.
Sure did.
Then he retired, but then he came back to help him for Beatrice, who he's back on again. See, never say never.
That's true.
Glad to have you back. So
thank you.
We are in early December. The legislative session's not going to be too far away here, is it?
Starts January the 4th.
So, for you as a senator, what preparations are going on right now then as we look to be about a month away?
Well, things start picking up in the fall. You know, we've had some interim hearings. You know, I went with a group to go visit out at White Clay, which is a real eye-opener. So the number and frequency of meetings and activities pick up as we get closer and closer to January 4th.
Do you spend a lot of time at the Capitol during this time or not?
I do. And, of course, I'm fortunate. I only live about 10 miles away from the Capitol, so I'm in there probably at least three times a week, plus other events and meetings that I would go to.
Mm-hmm. So as we get ready to get underway with a new session, what are some of the major topics you think that will dominate this upcoming legislative session?
Well, clearly the budget. I mean, there's very few functions the legislature must accomplish, and one is adopting a budget. And, of course, this year we're starting a new biennium. So, unfortunately, you know, the revenue forecasting shows us about $900 million short over the biennium. So, you know, that will dominate the session if nothing else does.
Mm-hmm. Other than the budget, are there any other topics that are coming across your desk right now, issues that folks are going to want to bring up during the session?
Well, tied to budget, of course, is taxes and, discontent, particularly in the rural parts of the state, high discontent with property taxes. So there'll be looks at ways to, maybe broaden the tax base for a sales tax and some things like that to maybe offset some property tax.
Pat, as we are a month away from the legislative session and with Dr. Baker here, from your standpoint, education, anything that you would like to see the legislature maybe bring up to talk about or address in regards to education?
Well, I think there's a couple of items. Senator Baker mentioned one to begin with. You know, anytime the legislature is looking at a shortfall, and that's what it appears in the next biennium we'll be looking at. One of their larger expenditures is to K-12 education, and while Nebraska doesn't rank very high in the amount of money it puts towards state education, it's still a sizable amount of money, and any adjustment of the funding formula is going to affect us, and Senator Baker and I have talked a little bit about that. The other thing we've at least had a preliminary conversations on deals with facilities. As you and your listeners are well aware, we've been looking at an elementary facility for the past couple of years and have run a couple of unsuccessful bond issues associated with that. What we've looked at is, and I certainly understand Senator Baker's comments, we've had those here, that property taxes are, it is just hard right now. Property taxes seem to be an unequal share of the tax burden. Are there other ways to help fund and help schools fund infrastructure costs? So Senator Baker and I have at least had preliminary conversations on that and about other avenues for that, because Beatrice is not alone in having infrastructure that gets older and older, and something needs to happen with it.
Dr. Baker, are there other possibilities out there, other ways to fund? Are there other areas that we could look at?
I was in Iowa in the late 80s and early 90s, and you know, we had the, you know, the same situation where school buildings, bond issues were all property tax. So in order to win the support to pass a bond issue, you know, over there we had to have 60% voter approval. I agreed to go with people to the Iowa legislature and see if we could get a local sales tax option. I didn't think we had a chance, but it did pass. And, you know, Pat's been following up on that some. It was originally a county-by-county proposition. It changed, you know, after it existed only maybe 3 or 4 years. So it's a statewide optional sales tax mm-hmm. option. So I know there are a lot of buildings when I were funded based on revenue from sales tax.
Mm-hmm. What I liked about that as I started to look into the Iowa system and look at that was it basically was for school infrastructure or property tax relief. If you were not doing anything associated with infrastructure, the money you received from the state had to go to reducing property tax. So it was one or the other. There was no other use for that money.
School funding or the school formula has always been kind of complicated, hasn't it?
Well, it is. It's necessarily complicated because there's such a variety of situations in Nebraska, and you go out in the sand hills and sparsity is a huge factor. And of course, then you get in the eastern part of the state and Omaha and Lincoln metropolitan areas, you know, it's a far different picture. So the state aid formula, it is necessarily complicated.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Baker, will you be hoping to serve on the same committee as you did before? Or
that would be my plan.
That's your plan right now?
Possible, yes.
Mm-hmm. As far as here in Gage County, one of the big topics that's a hot topic is the Beatrice 6 situation and having to pay quite a big sum of money. Your thoughts on what Gage County can do or what can be done for that?
I've been in close contact over the past few months, you know, with the Gage County Board. You know, Myron Dorr and I have visited on many occasions, and just recently Myron Dorn and John Hill came to see me. Also met with a former Senator Bill Burrows and a couple other people. So, you know, I stand ready when the time comes to stick up for Gage County. I think the Gage County Board has to go through some steps. You know, they have a number of steps left yet, you know, in terms of appeals, discovering exactly whether any insurance company has any liability. So those steps need to be covered first. I've spoken to the governor, told him, you know, it looks like there'll be nothing this year, you know, until Gage County Board exhausts all their different avenues. But, you know, if things don't work out, I may be coming to him a year from now. The governor said he would keep an open mind on that.
Mm-hmm. Remind me, is this a short session or a long session?
Long session.
This is the long one, isn't it, for this time?
Long
okay,
session.
We had the short one last time. Okay. Do you feel that we'll get a lot accomplished for the upcoming year?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, the fact that there's the revenue shortfall is projected. Of course, we don't have to finalize a budget till April, and there, you know, the picture could look better, you know, as we get the February forecasting numbers. And so, you know, things could get better. But until that happens, you know, there won't be very many bills go through with price tags attached to them. And there's some things we know we're going to have to spend some money on. The correction system, you know, the inadequate pay for the prison workers causing the 30% or more turnover rate. We've got overcrowded prisons, so we know there's some needs there that have to be addressed. You know, when we talk about, you know, $900 million shortfall, that is based on the assumption that the budget would grow 4 to 4.5% a year. So, you know, if you take that off there and say if things stayed even, then you're not short $900 million. You're short some number less than that. Mm-hmm. And there's always the cash reserve. People are always reluctant to dip into the cash reserve, you know, the so-called rainy day fund. But, you know, some of us probably would feel this probably is a rainy day if we're seeing these kind of numbers.
Pat, during a legislative session, how often do you keep in contact with Dr. Baker and keep up to date on what is happening at the state capitol?
Actually, more so than probably I would have thought when I originally came. I am probably up in the legislature at least once every couple of months, but track it very closely through that. Very fortunate that Senator Baker is very open to at least receive my emails and calls. I haven't done anything yet that has made him say, stop calling me. But, you know, a good person to work with, very open. His staff at the legislature are just great people. And I will tell you, as part of the group I belong to, Stance Group, which is B-type districts, small districts, smaller districts, we spend some time up there as a group and try to get to every senator, give them information. Just associated with the districts that we deal with and about the children of Nebraska.
Do you hear from a lot of school officials during the session?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. There's plenty of school officials that are concerned when they know that education, you know, the state aid is probably going to have to hit a different number this year. They're concerned about that and also concerned about how we would get to that number. There have been some times in the past when I was still a superintendent where I didn't like the way they got to the number. You know, they would, instead of, you know, proportionally lowering things, they would take out one big component, one thing that hurt us very badly at Norris. They took out the component for advanced degrees, and that had over $1 million impact on the Norris School District because we'd always encourage our teachers to get master's degrees as quickly as possible. So that I would hope that would not happen. I would do what I can to see that doesn't happen, where you just take out some component that's going to be hurtful to selected school districts and try to balance the budget on the backs of those unfortunates.
I will just mention that we are fairly fortunate that Senator Baker does have experience in school finance. You know, one of the things that I think becomes so difficult as people come in, legislatures come in, senators come in, is that, you know, the funding formula is complicated. And one of the first things people can start to look at is, well, how do we just make it easier? Let's just give everybody the same amount based on how many kids they have. Well, that sounds good, but that really does not work in theory because there's different needs and that would hurt overall. So very fortunate to have someone like Senator Baker in the legislature and hopefully part of the Education Committee.
As we come down to our final minute here of the program, final comments, Dr. Baker, as we again want to say thanks very much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Your final thoughts as we get ready to get busy at the Capitol here in a month?
Well, when we start on January 4th, there'll be 17 brand new senators. You know, there was 12 people who replaced term-limited senators and 5 people defeated incumbents. So 17 new people this year. When I came in 2 years ago in my group, there was 18. So we have 35 out of the 49 senators, either 2 years of experience or 0 years of experience. So that is a direct result of term limits.
So is that a good thing, bad thing?
You know, I'm trying to remember whether I voted for term limits or not. I don't remember if I did or not, but knowing what I know now, you know, that it ought to be at least a longer period of service. Mm-hmm. You know, 12 years minimum, not 8 years, because that's too high of a turnover. You are a board member. You know, if you had two-thirds of your board that were new, I mean, there's a pretty steep learning curve, and it's hard to maintain continuity.
Well, we look forward to working with you during the next legislative session, as we have in the past, and we encourage folks that your door is pretty well always open, isn't it, for
Yes,
folks?
It is.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Good to see you. And, Pat, as we wind things down, your final thoughts as we close it out here.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you to Senator Baker for being willing to come down and do that. I know he keeps a very busy schedule, so making time to do that is something I appreciate and am very thankful for. Also, just want to mention the first part of the program dealt with the Quilt of Valor. And in November and December, we really try to focus on community service, what we're doing as a school district to make our community and the lives of our people better here in Beatrice. And I think that was one more indication of how we do that. From a staff standpoint, this is our bi-local month, and we're working on that right now. Be interested to see where we end up. I think last year in this month time frame we did it in, we were spent over $52,000 locally in that month. We're hoping to break that total this month, and I'll have to give you that information when we get back together here.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. We will look forward to our next program. Again, Dr. Baker, thank you very much. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. You too.
And Pat, Dave, we will see you again on another program later this month then.
Super. Thank you, Dave.
This is KWBE Beatrice. It's our Focus on Education program. Time for news from ABC.
Of attack on a certain train station, officials didn't have time to confirm its credibility before taking